It's been hard to keep up with all the roster moves the Ravens have made over the last few days. If you unplugged over the weekend, then you missed a lot of action. For those of you keeping track at home, you can go ahead and take a look. The move started late Friday when the Ravens cut four players, including wide receiver Marlon Brown. And then they signed veteran cornerback Jerod Powers. The transactions continue today by signing veteran quarterback Josh Johnson, guard Vladimir Dukas, and undrafted cornerback Sam Brown. Oh, and by the way, as we're talking about additions, a little side note here. Congrats to Justin Tucker and his wife Amanda on the arrival of their new baby boy, Easton. All right, but let's get back to football. What should we make of all these moves? Well, let's start with Jerod Powers because, to me, this is the most significant addition. He'll compete with Sharice Wright for a starting job this year. And I know that he hung out there during this free agency process, but I'll tell you what, he can play. He started for the Cardinals last year, and that's a team that went 13-3, and they had the league's fifth best defense. That's a tremendous pickup at this time of the year. And in terms of today's moves, I really think that this is just an opportunity to add depth to the roster. Johnson, he's a veteran quarterback who started games in this league, and they needed another quarterback right now as Joe Flacco, of course, is recovering from his torn ACL. And then Dukas, he's somebody who is another veteran player. He started 17 games over the last 2 years. He's also a former second-round pick. He'll push some of the young linemen on this team for snaps through the spring and the summer. And then lastly, I know some of you were probably surprised to see the team part ways with Marlon Brown, but you have to keep in mind that this wide receiver position is so crowded right now. There's a bunch of really talented guys fighting for snaps, fighting for roster spots, and the Ravens decided to go with some of the other young options on the team. And I'll tell you what, when the fall rolls around, I really think you're going to like what this group has to offer. So that's my take on these moves, but thanks for watching the Final Drive today, and I'll catch all of you again tomorrow.